When Trump visited Beijing earlier this month, his 6-year-old granddaughter Arabella went viral on China's social media. During a meeting with China's President Xi Jinping, Trump played a video of his granddaughter singing and reciting traditional poems in Mandarin. Now, Arabella has become something of a star in China and a little ambassador between China and the United States. Arabella's Chinese language teacher, Zhao Danchen, says she has high confidence in her student.
I was really proud for sure, like all of us were proud. And we know deeply in our heart that, you know, she's one of our students and whatever she did was beautiful in front of President Xi. I'm really happy and I know for sure that she can do that. So it was not really surprising to me, but I was just really happy.
After Zhao received her degree in Applied Linguistics from Columbia University, she began working at Carousel of Languages School in New York. She tutored Arabella for about 8 months starting last year. Their lessons included songs, conversations, and storytelling. In addition, Arabella's two brothers are also taking Mandarin lessons at the school.
I love the fact that they start learning, and that's always one of my dreams because Chinese students have fought so much to learn English, you know, for so many years. And it's really great to see that I'm able to kind of spread it out using not only the language, but also the culture, also everything about China, to put a little seed in their heart and to make it grow eventually. I hope, yeah, more and more kids could come to realize not just learn the language, but also try to understand another culture.
There are more than 400 students learning foreign languages in the school. A quarter of them are learning Chinese. Patricia Saraceni-Corman, CEO of Carousel of Languages School, says it is a huge investment in education.
I would say Mandarin has become more and more popular because clearly there is an enormous trend right now with the Chinese market. And also it's a huge investment in education. So the foreign language study is really about the investment in their child's education.
The two young members of the U.S. First family are joining a growing list of American celebrities, including Facebook co-founder Mark Zuckerberg and Malia Obama, former President Barack Obama's daughter, who take Chinese as their second language. The followers of the world's oldest written language are not confined to key public figures. U.S. statistics show Chinese is the third most popular language in the country, only behind English and Spanish. For CRI, I'm Li Yi.